Phyllis Borzi is the Assistant Secretary of Labor for the Employee Benefit Security Administration. She joins us now with more details on this program. Ms. Borzi, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for inviting me. Good to be with you.
Interesting partnership. How is this going to work?
Well, it's been very interesting. We have been working. Our students now at Howard are just taking their exams, as many other students are right now. We reached out to Howard because we were very concerned that there are lots of great opportunities in the employee benefit field for well-trained students and career professionals, and we were a bit concerned that the diversity among our employees and among the employee benefit professionals didn't mirror what our constituency is. Secretary Solis, that was one of the main things that she was concerned about, to try to reach out to the community in a way that encourages them to work in partnership with us. So we reached out to Howard. Most law schools don't have any employee benefits courses to teach people how to work in this area. We reached out to Howard. They were very excited about working with us. We had had a number of Howard students work as interns for us over the years. This year, for instance, we had 5 Howard interns, 4 of whom are now our permanent employees. The 5th we made an offer to, but the student decided to go to the IRS. Hopefully they'll change their mind and come back to us. But at least they're in the employee benefits area. So that's really what started us on this partnership road.
So this is a course for students who wish to enter the human resources or personnel fields, and is it for both people that would work in industry or just the federal government?
No, it's for everybody. It is a mini course. We figured we'd try this as a mini course. That's what Howard thought might be useful. So it's a small seminar. This semester we had 16 students. It's taught by 2 of our own employees, but it's designed to train people for jobs in private industry, in government, among the advocacy community, on Capitol Hill, really any types of, in HR departments, personnel departments, et cetera. So it's not just to train people to be our own employees, but train people to get jobs in the private sector.
Is there a real need to have these jobs filled and to have people properly trained who can fill these jobs?
Yeah. This employee benefits field is one of the areas in which there are great opportunities for students. Employer-sponsored benefits are an important part of the compensation that employers provide for their employees, and particularly at this point with the enactment of the Affordable Care Act, there are lots of great opportunities for students to get in at the ground level and become familiar with the new law, become familiar with the other kinds of employee benefit issues that are covered under our statute, ERISA, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. And so there are terrific opportunities for students in this area, and the problem is that there are not enough trained students who understand these issues.
We're speaking with Phyllis Borzi. She's Assistant Secretary of Labor for the Employee Benefits Security Administration. And again, there's a backdrop, though, to this course, and tell me if I'm right about this, but there seems to be a little bit of a diversion in the level of benefits and so forth that are provided in the private sector and in the public sector. Because as defined, pension benefit plans go away, health care coverage being trimmed back. So how do you reconcile the two, public and private sectors, so that students can understand the economic forces behind both sides?
Well, in the private sector, the private sector benefit programs are all subject to the statute, the ERISA statute that I talked about a moment ago. In the public sector, you're asking about the public sector benefits. Those are really subject to state and local law, whatever the enabling law that provides those benefits. But the kinds of issues that the students would learn in this course is that they clearly would learn about the statutory requirements. But the course also focuses on the policy issues. We have a voluntary system in this country. Employers can decide whether or not to provide benefits for their employees. And if they decide to provide benefits, there are some minimum standards, at least in the private sector. So what the students learn is they get an exposure overall to the policy issues, but they're clearly very different policy issues in the private sector and in the public sector. The question you asked about defined benefit, pension plans, the private sector employers have, over the past decade or so, moved away from defined benefit pension plans and moved into more of a focus on savings type plans like 401k plans. And there's certainly a healthy debate now in the public sector as to whether or not that trend ought to spill over into the public sector. But this course is primarily trained on private sector employer issues.
And we only have about a minute left, but I wondered if you could expand a little bit more about the decision to partner with Howard specifically, and do you plan to expand this to other schools?
Well, as I said, we've had this intern program with Howard, and of the law schools in the area, one of the things, as I said, we are focusing on is trying to get a more diverse workforce and a more diverse group of people that are out in the private sector. So Howard, right in our backyard, was the perfect opportunity. They were very excited about this opportunity, and we do intend to branch out. You know, our agency has field offices in 15 different areas of the country, and what we're looking for are similar kinds of opportunities to partner with law schools and business schools to offer, as we did to Howard, our own employees to try to develop the course and get it started, and then Howard will take it over, after 2 years here, and that's what we're planning to do. We're focusing on other law schools, other institutions that focus on Hispanic students, other historically black colleges like Howard, as a way to broaden the interest in the community and provide great professional training for students.